Welcome to Reality Hacker TV. I am your host, Michael Gustin. Thank you for joining us today. It really is an honor. And if you like what you hear, please share this with your friends and family. It really helps us as we impact 1 billion lives with this message. And just as a reminder, the I Am Source Experience is live on our website now, www.realityhacker.co. And you can get the entire experience shipped to your door in less than the time it takes for the moon to do 1 full rotation. And I'll let you figure out the math on that one. Go ahead and tag us in your Instagram feeds, your stories, at Reality Hacker Co. We'd love to repost you. It's a great way to show your support, and it gets your account seen by many people. Help you, help us, help you, help us, help you, help us, help you. Well, you get it. This podcast is brought to you by Reality Hacker Academy, a place where you are given the tools to live a limitless life. Welcome. I am excited about today's episode. Some of the favorite episodes of our listeners are those where we take some literature from our favorite authors and dissect it and create some teachings around it. So today we're going to do just that. I'm really excited. Today we're going to be taking some notes from The Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard. So if you have The Power of Awareness and you're free, you can pull it out. If not, it's all good because I'm going to read it for you. If you do have some spare time right now, I would encourage you to follow along in your book as it causes you to just be more present. It causes you to be more just more in tune, in touch, and receptive to any sort of wisdom that may show up in your mind as we're going throughout this episode. So again, thanks for joining us, and let's dive in. So we're diving into chapter 11 of The Power of Awareness, and it's called Interference. Starts like this. You are free to choose the concept you will accept of yourself. Therefore, you possess the power of intervention, the power which enables you to alter the course of your future. The process of rising from your present concept to a higher concept of yourself is the mean of all true progress. The higher concept is waiting for you to incarnate it in the world of experience. Now, unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, and in some versions it says imagine, according to the power that works in us, unto him be the glory. Him that is able to do more than you can ask or think is your imagination. And the power that worketh in us, that works in us, is your attention. Understanding imagination to be him that is able to do all that you ask, and attention to be the power by which you create your world, you can now build your ideal world. Imagine yourself to be the ideal you dream of and desire. Remain attentive to this imagined state, and as fast as you completely feel that you are already this ideal, it will manifest itself as reality in your world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. John chapter 1 and verse 10. The mystery hid from the ages, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. The he in the first of these quotations is your imagination. As previously explained, there is only one substance. The substance is consciousness. It is your imagination which forms this substance into concepts, which concepts are then manifested as conditions, circumstances, and physical objects. Thus, imagination made your world. It's a powerful one. This supreme truth, with but few exceptions, man is not conscious of. The mystery, Christ in you, referred to in the second quotation, is your imagination, by which your world is molded. The hope of glory is your awareness of the ability to rise perpetually to higher levels. Christ is not to be found in history, nor in external forms. You find Christ only when you become aware of the fact that your imagination is the only redemptive power. When this is discovered, the towers of dogma will have heard the trumpets of truth, and like the walls of Jericho, crumble to dust. Such a good chapter. You know, every chapter of The Power of Awareness and every chapter of every one of Neville's books is packed with so much wisdom, you know. When I used to be heavily involved in Christianity, one of the things I loved to do was go into the Bible and look at things like Psalm, you know, 119, and then look at the Hebrew version of it and find out that it was like 10 times as long. It's ridiculous, you know. The original languages in which a lot of the scripture that Neville quotes comes from is much longer than the English formations of it that we have decided to interpret. And that's what I love about Neville's writing, is that Neville's writing also is, you know, he writes a paragraph, and in a single paragraph you can unpack quite a bit more than is actually written there if you really take some time to nibble on it, to contemplate it, to really try and see through it. And that's what we're going to do today. So you are free to choose the concept that you will accept of yourself. You're free. You're free to choose the ideas that you will accept as true. You're free to accept the fact, quote unquote, that you're poor. You're also free to accept that you are rich. These are both concepts, and concepts form consciousness, which is unformed. So consciousness take the infinite unformed, and concepts form that infinite into something finite. Rich, poor, happy, sad, fat, skinny, tall, short, dark, light. Those are all concepts. Those are all concepts, and those are all unreal. They are all things that are shaped by consciousness. They do not shape consciousness. This is really important. And because you are free to choose the power that the concept that you're going to accept of yourself, you possess the power of intervention, the power that enables you to alter the course of your future. And why does the power of intervention enable you to alter the course of your future? Because the place that we live from, the place that we identify from, ultimately, like, why do you think some people get really, really good ideas all the time and act on them and are successful with them, and the person that's in the same exact environment as this other person gets no good ideas and definitely doesn't act on them, right? What's the difference here? The single difference between these two humans is what they are accepting of true as themselves. What they are accepting is true of themselves. So here's what's really cool, is that you can actually hack. And I know this is such a cliche term, but you can hack your ability to generate ideas, because ideas are generated, right? The idea to build Uber, the idea to build YouTube, the idea to build Facebook, it began in imagination, and it began from a place of seeking to serve as many people as possible, but from a place of already being the person that you want to be. So how do you hack ideas that allow you to take action that produce really epic results? Well, you start living from the place of being the person you want to be. Because check this out, if you're living from the place of being the person you want to be, you're naturally going to generate the ideas that that person generates. Now think about it. Really think about what happens when somebody considers themselves to be poor and victimized and unable to transform their lives and all these different kinds of things. The ideas that come on a dominant basis to that person's mind from that place are only going to come from that place. They're going to come from that place of poverty. And so all this inner dialogue is going to revolve around poverty. All the mental scenarios, the mental issues, the mental talk, all that stuff is going to revolve around staying poor. And the ideas are going to stay the same quality, and the action is going to stay the same, and therefore the results are going to stay the same. You have to enter into the identity of being the person that you want to be. And as you live from this place, you really live from this place. You are consumed by the feeling of living from this place. You'll find that everything begins to shift slowly but surely. You'll find that your ideas begin to change. The consistency, the texture of your ideas begin to change. As you begin to live from the place of being the person you want to be, being rich, being happy, being healthy, being wise, whatever it is, you will naturally generate the ideas and as a result, the action, people necessary, if such, to bring about the physical manifestation of said thing. But you're never going to bring it about by living, breathing, and feeling from the complete opposite of that. Your objective is to literally take on the personality of the person that you want to be and feel. Feelings are really important here because feeling often directs so much of what we do. And if you're not feeling that abundance, and it's really easy. So many people say, how do I feel abundance if I haven't felt it before? For the next 5 days, make it your absolute highest priority to feel grateful for absolutely as many things as you can. And if you truly do this, you will come back and tell me that your life is more abundant. Because the more you focus on things you're grateful for, the more you focus on what there is, the more there is. To him who has, more is given. To him who has not, more is taken away. And this is never, ever about anything other than your perception. It's not about your physical possessions. It's about your perception. To the one who has, more is given. I am so grateful for all of these things that I have. I have a working body. The sun is shining. The moon always comes up. The sunset is beautiful. The grass is growing. My animals are gorgeous and fantastic. The Christmas tree is amazing. I'm so grateful that I have floors to walk around on. I'm so grateful that my body works for me. I'm so grateful that, you know, there's so many things to be grateful for. And it's not that there aren't. It's that we don't give ourselves a chance to actually discover how much there really is to be grateful for. Even the poorest person in America. Even the poorest person in America. And I get it because I was there. I was totally homeless without anything to my name 5 years ago. Totally. I had literally a pair of clothes on my back. And that's when I started learning all of this stuff. It really changed my life. And I can guarantee you, if you take this stuff and run with it, it'll change yours too. But most people's biggest struggle here is that they're unwilling to take it all the way. And if you're not willing to take it all the way, you're never going to see this stuff work for you. You're not. Because you must crucify the old man. You put the old man on the cross. And you resurrect from the tomb as the person that you want to be. You go to sleep as the old man and you wake up as the new one. Unless you surrender yourself, surrender your concepts of yourself on the altar of who you would be, you will never discover real transformation. Everything must be surrendered. If we wish to create a new life, everything must be surrendered. And the good news is that we can create a new life because we possess the power of intervention. Imagine yourself to be the ideal that you dream of and desire. Remain attentive to this imagined state, and as fast as you completely feel that you are already this ideal, it will manifest itself as reality in your world. I can attest to this 110%, and I'm sure you can too, that what you are convinced is true unfolds in your life. And this is why we always, you know, if something ever happens, and it may be a little more dramatic than others, and you probably remember this, and somebody says, oh yeah, you know, I knew that was going to happen. You know, it's like, I love talking about this, and I say this so much because it's so powerful. We gloss over this. It's so easy to gloss over this. I knew that was going to happen. Well, how did you know? Well, that's just what happens. And it's amazing. It's amazing when you begin to dive into that stuff. Well, I knew that was going to happen. Well, why? Because that's the way it is. Oh, dang, dude. Bringing in some William Blake here. The way it is the way it is. For the person who determines that that is the way that it is. So the way it is totally, totally subjective. It's totally determined by me. The way it is determined by me. It's not determined by anybody else. It's determined by me. I determine the way that it is, and I am never surprised. I knew that was going to happen. And this is the greatest discovery you could ever make, that you can determine the way that it is. But how do you determine a new way? You have to begin to think in a new way. You have to begin to feel in a new way. I want you to get super, super clear on what your fullest destiny looks like. And I want you to get clear on those thoughts that you would be thinking if you were living that life, and those feelings that you would be feeling, and the way you would think about yourself, and the way you would talk to yourself, and the way you would talk to others, the way you would treat others. Think about that. When we're truly living in abundance, we're not worried about survival because we know there is enough. Literally, by shifting your perspective, because oftentimes, I know for me in the past, I've taken and I've only tried to take because I didn't feel like there was enough. And how many of us does this issue plague? We feel like there's not enough. And I'm here to tell you that there is enough. That there is enough for you. There's enough. There is enough. And there always will be enough. And it's really important that you allow this to penetrate your soul. Because so many people go on for decades living in survival mode, not giving themselves permission to feel even remotely satisfied because they believe there is not enough. And the truth is, there is always enough. There's always enough. But our inability to believe that will determine our ability to see it or not. I want to take 10 seconds, and I want you to simply be grateful. I'm going to do the same thing. Let's do it together. 10 seconds. Find something that you're grateful for. It could be your body, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mom, your dad, your family, the trees, the sun, the warmth, the cold. Just 10 seconds, and let's find something to be grateful for together. There's a lot of things to be grateful for. There's a lot of things to be grateful for. And if you can feel grateful the majority of the time, you will never feel like anything is lacking. And this is what's really wonderful, is that even though imagination creates reality and what you believe about yourself determines what happens in your life, you can choose to feel grateful. And even if nothing was to happen, even if nothing was to change, even if your bank account stayed the same, and even if your lifestyle stayed the same, you wouldn't care. You wouldn't care because you were choosing to be grateful, and you were not allowing your decision to be happy to be conditional upon certain things happening in your life. This is the whole paradox. If we just chose to be happy and satisfied now, everything would work out as perfectly as it's already going to work out. We get in our own way by not allowing ourselves to feel good. We get in our own way by consuming ourselves with internal strife and struggle. And all these are patterns. You can get rid of that internal strife. You can get rid of that internal dialogue. But it starts with you taking control, taking dominion over your attention. It starts with you when you're having that inner dialogue that's condemning and doubting. It's recognizing that and saying, wow, I'm totally aware of what's happening right now. And I'm going to choose to change this because I know that imagination creates reality. That him that is able to do more than I can ask or think is my imagination. Understanding imagination to be him that is able to do all that you ask, and attention to be the power by which you create your world, you can now build your ideal world. Imagine yourself to be the ideal you dream of and desire, that successful business owner, successful relationship, happy, whatever that is for you, remain attentive to it. Live in that vibrational state of being. And I can promise you, I can guarantee you 110% that as fast as you completely feel that you already are this ideal, this person that you want to be, it will manifest itself as a physical reality in your world. And the choice is yours. And the best way to do this is to feel good now. Feel good now, because think about it. If everything that you wanted to happen happened, you would be feeling good, right? Sure, absolutely. So why not do that now? There's nobody telling you that you cannot feel that way now. Absolutely. And anybody that does is only projecting their own limitation onto you. You are free to choose the concept that you will accept of yourself. You're totally free. And if you persist in that concept, the world will begin to respond in kind. And this is the magic. This is the power that you possess. It is such a great power. It is such a great gift. And you've been using this power your entire life. And now it's time to use this power to create life on your terms. Your first objective? Feel good. Right now. What have you got to do? If you got to make a list, check it twice. What have you got to do? Make it your objective to see the good in everything. To feel really good. Not because you're overly optimistic or anything like that, but because you understand that imagination creates reality. And the substance of your dominant vibration is always outpicturing itself in your world. And this law will never change. But you can change. And you can be whatever you want to be. You can be absolutely anything that you want. And the only thing stopping you is you. I promise. I promise, I promise, I promise. Thank you for joining us today on Reality Hacker TV. We do hope you've enjoyed this message. And if it's impacted you, why don't you share it with your friends? That way, we can impact more people together. Go ahead and connect with us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, at Reality Hacker Co. Please feel free to send us your feedback, where you're at, how you're growing, what's going on in your life. We'd really love to hear from you. And just as a reminder, the I Am Source experience is live on our website now, and you can get the entire experience shipped to your door in less than the time that it takes the moon to do one full rotation. I hope throughout this episode, you've got some real good nuggets of wisdom that you can take and you can apply to your life. And I do hope that you figured out the speed of the moon's rotation. And you'll have to just mention us on Instagram and let me know if you've got it. So with that being said, hope you have an absolutely wonderful day. You are amazing. You are powerful. You are wonderful. And you can have, be, and do anything that you want. Talk soon.